Blog Talk Radio.
Brenda, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, oh, I was sorry. Okay, let me start again, folks. I'm sorry, the mute was on. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to LNB, Passage to Empowerment, with Lydia, Nina, and Brenda. Our show, LNB, empowers the mind, body, and soul on the journey to an incredible life. We do this by sharing collective wisdom through discussions about books, experiences, and life, while providing immediate tools for positive change. We end each show with a meditation to gently infuse those tools to help you on your way. And we have...
I'm Lydia.
I'm Nina.
I'm Brenda.
Yeah.
Did you forget your name?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our inaugural maiden voyage.
Yep, we have been friends for quite a few years, and we decided we wanted to do this show. So we called up our Nina in Canada. Can I hear a big shout-out for Canada? Woo! 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 Yeah, and Nina, who's a little bit shy, she said, oh, yeah. And here we all are.
No, I didn't actually say, oh, yeah. I said, I will do it as long as I'm not on by myself, because I will be bored if nobody calls in. That's what I said.
Well, all right. Well, we've got a lot of people here. We've got a lot of people in the chat room. Welcome, chat roomers. And they said, don't be nervous, ladies. You're doing great so far. And we've got Mel is on in the chat room. And some people that didn't actually tell me, Lennis is in the chat room. If you see the name Lennis, it's actually Lydia. So, yeah, and Blind Monkeys, whoever she is, she won't tell me her name, says, hiya, host. She's very nice. And we also, we even have a caller. But before we start that, I would like to actually say that it's also tonight we are going to be talking about life turning points or turning points. You know, we've all had them. You know, big things that have happened, and it can be all kinds of things. But specifically, tonight we're going to be talking about some turning points that happened to the three of us. Do you want to jump in here, Nina?
Yeah, I'll jump in now. This is my maiden voyage on the radio, and I would like to dedicate this show to my mom. Today is the anniversary of her passing, and even though she's been gone for 48 years, I still miss her. Turning points aren't just the loss of a loved one. They are many different things. So please call in and share your life turning points with us.
Yeah, and that number is 646-727-727. 2914 if you want to call in and comment. You know, maybe you have a turning point you want to share, or maybe you want to ask us something. Between the three of us, we have mountains of wisdom, ladies, because we have been on the road to our own empowerment for quite some time. So we might have a little bit of wisdom for you between us. So please call in at area code 646-727-2914. Now, Nina, even though your mom has been gone for 48 years, do you want to say how that was a big turning point in your life? I mean, I can only imagine to lose your mother. And what, you were about one?
I was 12 at the time. I'm the oldest of five. So the responsibility basically was left on my shoulders for, well, one, to tell the younger children that mom had passed, and two, to look after them until such a point as, dare I say, my evil stepmother stepped in. But anyways, it was a turning point in a lot of ways. It made me grow up really, really fast, but also reminded me that it's not what a person leaves you, but what they've left in your heart that matters the most.
Yeah, definitely.
That's brilliant.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'll tell you. I lost my mom about a year ago. It'll be a year ago in a couple days. And that was a turning point. I've had many turning points in my life, and that was a big one for me. And what I realized, even though my mom almost made it to 98, she was 2 weeks short of 98, but she actually taught me with her transition that life is short. And it's kind of funny because she's lived a good long life, but it goes so quickly. And she actually, with her passing, I was working in a job that didn't appreciate me, that my coworkers did, but the powers that be, the corporation, they didn't even know who I was. And so I decided that life was too short for that bull hockey. And I decided to quit the job, and I started writing a book. And I really believe my mom is with me on every step of the way. And I'm inspired by her every day. I think of her, and I might tear up every now and then, but I truly, I feel her love, and that gets me through everything, definitely. And so I'm writing a book, and then I started a radio show, and it's just, it's really taken off. It's my philosophy, life's too short. I also turned 60, and I jumped out of an airplane. I went skydiving. Yeah, I had a parachute. I actually had a really cute guy on my back that had a parachute. So, I wasn't too scared. You know, the adrenaline was pumping, but what I felt was, this is my leap of faith. You know, I'm going to go out there and do what I want to do. I've always made pottery for like 38 years, and so I'm still doing that, and I'm teaching. But boy, I really love being on my own and figuring it all out. It's definitely a journey, and it was a big turning point in my life. I can't believe almost a year has gone by. Brenda, do you have a turning point? I know you do.
No, I don't think so.
You have several. Everybody has several dozen.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say this quick little caveat for those people who might choose to call in. If you've actually called in by phone instead of just listening via chat or your computer, this system has a really strange, it says on the recording that you can press 1 and it'll let the host know that you're in the queue. I think there's something with that, because you can press 1 or you could not press 1. It still just shows me you in the queue, us that you're in the queue. So if somebody does answer the phone and, or unmutes you and you don't want to speak, they'll ask, would you like to join us? And just, you know, please say yes or no, and then it won't be so awkward, and we'll re-mute you if you don't want to be on the show. That being said, turning point. Well, my father passed away on February 16th. So today would be a month after his birthday. He made it to his 80th birthday. And I called my dad the old codger, the old coot, because he's, well, just he comes from a long line of curmudgeons who are, he's a lovable like Oscar on Sesame Street. So I my turning point, I guess it's hard for me to say which ones were big. My turning point probably didn't happen with my father's passing. It happened when I was assaulted on a job. And I drove bus, and I was attacked by somebody who actually paid the fare. It was bizarre. And I even thanked him for paying the fare, but then later, whatever. Who knows why these things happen, but in the wake of that and feeling a whole lot of fear and like the world didn't deserve me and, well, just a lot of really bad feelings. There were angels around me that came in the form of all kinds of people. And while I was lamenting this whole thing happening to me, a woman, her name was Cher, we all know her, she said to me, you know, this could be life's way of pulling you out of a situation that could have ended up being worse. You know, maybe the next time that it happened, somebody could have had a gun instead of just beating you and choking you, which really made me think, like, I might have just dodged a bullet. And I decided, after I became really frustrated with becoming a hermit, I decided to go back to school. And since then, I've graduated. I got my bachelor's in science, summa cum laude, by the way, in psychology, and I graduated with my master's in 2012, and I'm chinking in towards the last year of my PhD. So I started my dissertation last week. I published my first book. And
yay!
Yeah. I dare say it does make you think about turning points. It's really important to step back and try to reframe it. Maybe you can't do it right away, but you probably can look back at a turning point and see how that kicked you off on a better trajectory of your life. So this is why turning points are so important. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a passing. Maybe it's the birth of a child. Maybe it's your best friend just looking at you and saying, you know, I just think you're the cat's meow.
Yeah, and you believing it, and you believing that. That would be a big turning point for most of us.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to share a turning point, either via chat or you would like to call in, I'm going to go ahead and check really quickly. I know we have more to say, but I'm just going to see if our caller wants to join in or just hang back. Hold on 1 second. And listen, folks, it doesn't have to be, this isn't just all seriousness. I mean, we can, you know, caller, would you like to join us or no?
It's area code 503.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, you
are. Yes, hi, Dad. I just have my own I just have my own odd thing that I do. I try to think of, well, just that we all tend to think of, you know, with those good things that, with those good things that did or go on, you know, with their life. But I have my own odd way I would think of, you know, with those bad things, and just to think back to the time where they just made me mad. But, you know, basically that you have to, you know, basically that you have to, that you have to just, that you have to just let those things go. And I had a, with this dear aunt, and I was in her town, and just that the thing that we were going to do is we were going to have, you know, with this picnic. So we go to, so that we go to this park. It was probably about 2 days that we went there. That was about, you know, that was about 2 days earlier, so that we can just so that we could just check it out. And just keep in mind, there was only with this one way in, and there was only two of the shelters. So on the actual day that I was there, even though I was trying to deal, you know, with this jet lag, and I was the only one there. So my aunt comes up, and she started to talk about where's the signs, and my first thought was I was going to get up from this nice, you know, with this lawn chair where I took, you know, put this nap in, and when she came up and started to say that over and over, my first thought was to stand up and get toe-to-toe, and then I was going to just go back at her. And my thought was, no, I can't do that to my aunt because she is my aunt. And I thought that if I turned over, that would just piss her off a lot more. So I did that. And so as days went by, she told me, yeah, as she turned her back to me, I wanted to just kick you, and we just laugh about it.
Yeah. You diffused the situation really well.
No, I wanted to piss her off.
You know, sometimes it's just the best way to do it. My sweetie and I have a buzzword that it's not what is traditional. It's arsehole. But when we're kind of going at each other, then one of us will say that, you blank, and then we both start laughing. So to me, yeah, I think a bravo to you. This is Ronnie from Oregon, Portland, Oregon. I want to say bravo to you because it is really a lot easier for us to react in anger, especially if we're stressed out. If there's been a death, that we experience that in our family. Grief does all kinds of weird and crazy things to people. And because we're not in their head, in their body, it's real easy for us to not understand that. So
yes.
I think it,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, that you cannot always think about all of those good things that they did, because you have to, you know, to me, that you have to be true to your own self. Is, yeah, they made me mad this time, but I'm thinking back, but now I could just laugh about it.
Right.
Good. That's good for you. That's good for your soul. Because when we carry around that anger and that, you know, the anger and, like, the resentment or whatever, it actually never does anything to the other person. It's very damaging for ourselves. So it's best to let it go. And I find one of the best things to do is to laugh. That really helps let things go.
Yes, because I do have these good friends and also those with those dear, you know, with those cousins who drive me up the wall, or they pull on that last, you know.
And who,
last,
that wouldn't be Brenda, would it, Ronnie?
No, I'm not saying any names, but they can pull on that with this last good hair that I have on this nice, you know, with the smooth head that I have, and they just pull on it and pull on it. It's like
the last good hair on the head with no hair.
Right. I can tell you guys
how he copes. It's always with humor. But like I said, we just have to clasp our hands for Ronnie and pray. but
oh,
to be fair, hey, listen, there have been really rough times.
Now.
I've had rough times.
You both can't talk at once.
Okay, I can't tell who's talking.
Well, Ronnie was talking, and then you started. So I think maybe we'll give our guest a chance to talk first, and then you can talk, Brenda. Ronnie, go ahead.
First corner.
She's just tugging on her last good hair that I would just drop off of this call, but I hope that you guys have with this great time, and I will just dial in from time to time.
Well, thank you very much for calling
in. Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate it. You're awesome.
No, that's one of those nasty rumors. It's asked my dear family member.
I don't know. I'm not listening to anyone else. I'm just listening to a wonderful man that has a great sense of humor and who called into our very first show on this Monday evening, and we appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can mute the call, then I can go back to eating, you know, these corn chips, so you won't hear me doing that.
All right,
thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
I muted him.
Okay.
Well, that's good. We got some fans here. We got the chat room is very lively. In fact, we had one of the chatters, two of them actually, and Lennis is there, just talking about what was turning points in their lives. One lost both grandparents after taking care of them for a long time. And then we also had another one that was in a domestic violence situation. So, those things are definite turning points. And I tell you, when I was younger, I had a big turning point. And thanks to my very first boyfriend who was less than adequate for me anyway. I actually hitchhiked out to Chicago, out to California, when I was 18 years old, with a dollar in my pocket and got there with the dollar. And that was a big turning point in my life. It was, I loved him very, very much. I was young. What did I know? And, he didn't reciprocate. And it was the best thing ever for me to leave Chicago area and come out west. So, it was a turning point, and it was sad at the time, but it turned out so positive. And I knew it as soon as I got out there, I knew I was never going back to Chicago. So that was another turning point. I've had many, but, when you live a good, long life, you have a lot of turning points.
You do indeed have a lot of turning points, and not all of them are negative. There's lots of positive turning points. My biggest positive turning point was my husband, meeting him and marrying him in just a couple short months, and we're still together after almost 40 years. It'll be 40 years in June, and I'm still in love with him. I don't just love him. I'm still in love with him.
Yeah, I feel the same way with my husband.
Of the world unite.
Yay, Porky Pig. Yeah, I've met him. He is a sweet one. And that was a turning point in my life, meeting my husband. He's younger than me, and I really didn't want anything to do with him. I always liked guys a couple years older than me, and he, was tenacious, and I tried to get rid of him. I said, what do you want in your life? I know exactly what I want. And after I, had a litany of what I wanted in my life, he said, I'd like that too. And I never did get rid of him. Thank God. He is He is my rock. He is my good friend. You know, just he's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, that was a very positive turning point. That, and then when we adopted our son, that was a dream come true. That was a real turning point.
Oh. Well, okay, so they got their I'm going to try to pull in the other side. My turning point is not being married and not having a husband. So that's working for me.
Yeah, well, you know, we all, and I was single. I was single for 5 years, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade that 5 years for anything. I had a great time. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody we all know and love, she said, I know this sounds sappy sweet, but let's see here. Where was it? Oh, I lost it. Okay. Sappy sweet, but, oh, I keep going back and forth. Meeting a group of friends that have pushed me, helped guide me, and just taught me what friends should be. Didn't feel like I had to be someone else with them. So I hope she's talking about us.
Pretty sure she's talking about us, and we love you too.
I know.
Lydia,
did
you say that Malcolm was in the chat room?
No, I didn't. I said Mel. There's a lady called, and she's identified herself as Wendy. She's Blind Monkey.
Wendy. Hi, Wendy. We love you.
We do love Wendy, definitely. And I don't see Malcolm unless he's not talking.
Oh, well, he could be on the computer, too.
Yeah, just listening.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, listen, folks. Since this is our inaugural show, we're supposed to be having a boat christening.
Oh, yes. We got to christen the boat.
Now, I've got the bottle here.
Okay, we've got the official British Columbia? Yeah, British Columbia, part of the, are you indexed under the UK?
It's Alberta.
I'm Alberta.
Oh, Alberta, that's right.
Wendy's British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, this is official. Instead of the Queen, we'll have the Queen Nina. Why don't you just go ahead, Queen Nina, and pop her open.
Well, she is open, so I'm just going to ting here. Can you hear that?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, cheers,
lady. More like a clang.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard. I didn't have another crystal glass around. So, yeah, I just did it on the bottle. But anyways, here's to us. Here's to our maiden voyage. May we all have our angels around us and have as much wisdom as possible.
And I'm going to cling you with... Well, I can't cling it. But I'm just going to cling you with a little, we'll see, 10. And I'm just going to go ahead and take a shot of bourbon because that's what people like Boo do.
They have a shot of bourbon.
I'm having a shot of bourbon for this inaugural show, and I dedicate this because this has been International Women's Week. And well, actually, it was day. It was a day a couple of days ago, but I say it's week. Quite honestly.
It's a month.
Yeah.
It's Women's Month.
Oh, is it a month? I'll take the whole month, and this is to women everywhere, because the turning point comes for you, and I'm not negating you men, but for women, the turning point comes to you when you realize that your self-worth is dependent upon you and no one else. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Ooh. She did it, folks. Hopefully there were no olives in there. Mel said no green balls.
Listen,
you guys,
about that real quickly. Green balls bourbon. Green balls bourbon is basically about 6 to 8 green olives in a rock glass, and then you float the bourbon to the top of the green balls. And then I know you all think it's weird, but it is really good. And
well,
it
would be good if you liked bourbon, but yuck.
Yeah.
We're not going to fight on this show, so I'm going to let that go right past me. And
that's why I said it.
Yeah, and you guys, for you all knowing, I'm cheering with water because someone's got to be, you know, completely straight on this show.
We have another caller on the line at 403, which would be somebody I know in southern Alberta.
Cool.
Would you like to join the show or
sure.
speak on the show, or would you just want to listen?
Oh, no. I'll take part.
Excellent. Who's calling?
And your name, sweetie?
It's
Holly.
Blind Monkeys.
It is Blind Monkeys.
Holly, not Wendy.
Holly.
It's Holly.
Ah. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I am excellent. You guys are
that's
awesome.
The answer I'm looking for.
You guys are
Holly
doing awesome.
Is excellent. Holly is excellent.
Well, Holly,
all
are
the
you
going to
share a turning point with us? Come on, just pull something out of your head.
Oh, I have so many. Sure. I have many, 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 as Nina knows.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to share the biggest turning point. It's actually almost a 30-year voyage because it involves domestic violence, and I survived it from the time I was 4 until I was 30.
Wow.
Oh.
And I learned an awful lot.
Oh, we always do.
In those years. And every moment was a turning point. Every moment, it started out as being able to survive 1 minute to the next. And every time I did that, that was a turning point. But when I hit 30, I realized I didn't have to take it, that I wasn't at fault, that I didn't deserve it, and all those other really important things, and that changed everything.
Yeah.
And I mean everything. Until I was 30, I didn't even know me, because I didn't have a chance to. But then I started to get to know myself, and that was a huge adventure. It's an adventure that's still going on, mind you, but, you know, and it's like 20 years later now, but that was a huge turning point. Because it redefined everything I thought I knew about myself and everything I thought I believed was true.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me how to live. It taught me how not to live. It taught me what to look for in people. It taught me what to stay away from. It, all those years kind of became one big turning point in and of themselves because it changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, you know, now I'm so very different from how I was, and a lot of that is because there have been other pretty big turning points, fairly recent ones, actually, that I won't get into because we are on the air, so I don't want to get into that. But Nina knows what I'm talking about, and those are turning points, too. But also,
and meeting each other was a turning point, too.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was so bizarre. You wanted to see a picture. And in order to do that, we had to be friends on Facebook.
Yeah. Holly is a friend of my brother, Renee.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see a picture that she had, and to do that, she had to be my friend on Facebook to share the picture, and we became instant friends. We have so much in common. It's incredible.
Well, we do. Yeah, we really do. Yeah, Nina's kind of like a she's kind of like a higher power for me sometimes because the way that you are able to offer advice and wisdom and insight is just amazing to me. And you're not afraid to give me a kick in the butt if you think I need it, but by the same token, you also understand, okay, so here is a potential new turning point, and you have to be able to see all sides of the same picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really perspective. You know, it's perspective. You have a lot of really great perspective on where you've come from. I didn't have the direct abuse, but my mother was abused, and they were both heavy drinkers to alcoholics, I don't know. And I was talking on my show that I truly don't, I wouldn't want to be anybody else. I wouldn't have wanted to have any other experience. It made me who I am.
Exactly.
Yes. And, you know, there was a time when I often said to myself, oh, if I could go back and change this or that. And, I've gotten older now, and I realize that if I could go back and change things, I would lose so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. We can't live our lives on what ifs.
Exactly.
What ifs just, they don't matter and don't amount to anything. What ifs are just a dream, basically. If I would have lived my life as a what if, I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, I miss my mom terribly, and it was a terrible loss at the time. Again, each turning point in our life is also a stepping stone to learning and to becoming the people that we are.
Yes. It's all about growth, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We learn as we grow, and we grow as we learn.
Exactly, yep. Holly.
Yep.
And you strengthen your sea legs. I mean, Holly, your strength, every type of adversity that comes your way since those 30 years, you're able to lift that because your muscles are stronger with adversity. And it is real easy to wish things were easier. If I hadn't been attacked, would I become a doctor next year? Who knows, but I doubt it. I mean, on the path I was on, I worked 15, 16 hours a day. And the likelihood of my being able to do school would have been really difficult. So there's wisdom in the turning points of our life that we don't really see. Like they say, I often hear this, God can see around corners, we can't. So if we are to just keep thinking about just the immediacy that we see or just the particular situation we're in right now and think it's bad, so you know, everything needs to change so that I can, you know, be in an easy, good situation. You're shortchanging. You would shortchange your life and everyone connected to you.
Yes,
exactly.
Who knows?
And
who knows who I will meet and counsel in the next coming years that wouldn't have gotten my assistance, that may have had a tragic outcome.
That's
because
right.
I fought being, you know, abused. Assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly, the people's lives that you have touched are probably more immense than you could imagine, because your strength, you are actually infusing into them when they encounter you. You're doing great.
So.
Oh, you are. You know, those are sacrifices, folks. We make little sacrifices to get to the here and now. And if you think that the people in your life aren't benefiting, then you're sort of fooling yourself.
Everybody, yeah, you're shortchanging
getting,
yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Good out of it.
That's an interesting.
No, everybody, every life you touch, Holly, your strength goes to them, whether you know it or not. You have a lot of strength in you, And I admire you tremendously for all that you've done so far, even in the short time I've known you.
You're very sweet to say that. Well, you know that I have struggles with that sometimes, but that is part of my own recovery process, because I think with people that have endured and survived domestic violence, whether for a short time or for years and years, they do still tend to carry some of the effects of it. I don't know that a person ever really truly gets over it. I think there's always some residual left behind. And for me personally, some of that residual is where I just wonder, you know, if I do make a difference, if I've ever made a difference. And so I really appreciate hearing that, because intellectually I know that I do, but emotionally sometimes I don't. And as I'm sure you guys already know, there's a big difference between what you know in your head and what you know in your heart.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I have a show on Saturdays, and it's called Time to Love, and it's about loving ourselves. And one of the reasons I'm doing it is so that because I'm teaching what I need to know. I mean, I know it, but I still feel unworthy a lot of times, and I'm not. I know that on a cerebral level, but unconsciously, I still have the tape feeling like I'm not worthy.
I can so relate to that.
Yeah.
I think all of us can, because all of us have had the negative talks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sure have, but we're all... Everyone here, as far as I know, everyone here, we're all women. We've all had to go through our own stuff. Some of it has been shared, you know, in terms of, oh, I can relate to that. I've been through that myself. Some of it is not. Some of it is more personal. But ultimately, it's all universal in the sense that we've all gone through stuff, and we're all going through stuff.
Exactly.
And what better way to help ourselves than to be together?
Right. Oh, so, well, you know, I feel such a close sisterhood with these three women. I already feel it with you. I truly, you know, the woman who runs our this network, the Essence of Success, Lennis, she's my sister. I just feel a sisterhood with women, and I feel that's why, you know, I have a code, and I've always had a code that you don't take someone's boyfriend, you know, you don't stab a sister in the back, you know, all of that stuff. I have a very strict code with that, because I believe in a sisterhood, and I believe life is hard enough for women at times we have to stick together. We have to support and love.
Yes.
And see the best in each other.
Absolutely agree.
Yep.
Absolutely agree.
There may be men listening to the show, but
like Ronnie.
Right
Ronnie
now on the...
Ronnie's in the sisterhood. He's a member.
I don't know if he'll appreciate that, Lydia, but yes, Ronnie, you can join our sisterhood anytime.
Uh-huh. I thank you, ladies. I'm going to have to hear about that now. But I will say this. I will say this in response to Holly's, feeling about that there's still a residual. I believe that there's residual just as much as, you know, you still have toes and fingers from when you were a baby. You still have that belly button that came from your umbilical cord. It doesn't, just because there's a mark on you, it doesn't diminish you. What would diminish you is if you choose to stay handcuffed to the events that are harming you.
Exactly.
And that is seen when you just
continue to lament over and over and over, and you don't choose to move on.
That's right.
So when somebody comes to you and they're lamenting about the same thing over and over and over and over, they're handcuffed. They are choosing to remain chained. And you can't save anybody who chooses to stay there. But you
that's
can love
true.
Them.
Yeah.
You can love them.
You know,
and that doesn't mean handcuffing yourself to them.
That's right.
So I say to you, Holly, that it's very natural, both psychologically, emotionally, all that. Spiritually, it's very normal to still see where you've been and recognize how far you've come. Reflecting back is a good thing. It helps you to remember how strong you really are.
Yes.
And when somebody comes to you and they have a similar experience, or maybe they don't even say anything to you, and you somehow impart that, they can look at you and think, that could be me. I could be that strong. She did it.
And I hope that that's kind of what I'm able to provide to people. It, you know,
oh,
it
you're doing it.
Very
and
often,
you're
but
doing
I, but
it.
I do hope, you know.
You are doing it, Holly. Even just being on the show right now, you don't know who you're touching. You could
that's
be helping
right.
a oh, couple of people right now.
Thank you very much for that.
And you're very
and
welcome.
What you're talking about, you know, when you're talking about choice, you're absolutely right. I could not agree with you more. Yes, I do have those moments. And as you know, Nina, I do have those moments where I wonder or I doubt. But it's like what you're talking about. I can choose to allow that to control me, or I can choose to say, okay, this is how I'm feeling in this moment. But that just because I'm feeling that way in this moment doesn't make it who I am. It doesn't make
yep.
it so, right? Like Cesar Millan, who I'm sure you know him as the Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan has a saying, work with nature, not against it.
Mm-hmm.
And truer words have never been spoken, whether you're working with dogs or you're working with your own life. If you go with the flow, then you're more likely to be able to move forward from wherever you're at in that moment. Right? Like what I mean is, when I'm having a moment of doubt about my own existence or, you know, anything like that, I can go with that and just be in that moment and allow that moment to have its place, or I can fight it, which makes it last longer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah.
And if I may, I would like to suggest this. That when we reframe, it might be a good idea to take a look at the moment that you're feeling that way. You might be actually hungry. You might actually be tired. You might actually be thirsty. Or you might really just want someone, you might just want the feel of a closeness to somebody. But because you feel slightly out of balance, sometimes our mind just goes to the last things that the last times we were in an imbalanced situation. So when it's a good idea, I mean, Lydia talked about on her show tapping, and it's another way to sort of refocus you. And so when I say reframe, refocus, maybe check from a different perspective, which actually I think you were talking about that earlier, Holly, and Nina was talking about that. From a different perspective. A lot of times we're tired because we, especially, well, in this day and age, they've done all kinds of documentation psychologically that people actually have more leisure time, but they're actually more tired because we don't use our leisure time to relax the way people used to do in the days that they would go to spas or to some great resort. we use them to play on all our video games, and we do all these, you know, really high-paced, high-thinking things. And so we don't allow our spirits to rejuvenate and our bodies to truly relax.
Yeah, where's that rocking
chair? Oh, that is, you know what? I never even considered that. See, thank you. I never considered that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to know where the rocking chair is so I can sit on the porch and rock.
Oh, yeah.
Can you visualize it?
Yeah, I can visualize it. You're absolutely right. Now, that's where, you know, you just sipping some lemonade. Maybe you got some bourbon in there or champagne and lemonade, and you're just sitting there and you're rocking back and forth and talking with your friend or just
I'm sitting in my chair and I'm rocking back and forth, but I just got water on the go.
Yeah, you and me both.
I'm thinking about sunny weather and summertime temperatures and storm chasing and all the rest of the fun stuff I like to do.
There you go. Hey, I got a quote.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen in the world if every home, instead of having all this technology, had like two rocking chairs to utilize.
Oh,
one,
that's,
I have two.
At least one
to.
Outside and one inside, and just at least take an hour a day to just get your body in a nice flowing rhythm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think about that, folks. Summer's coming.
That'd be awesome.
Get a rocking chair.
Yep. Thank you for talking to me. I'm gonna hang up now. But
thank you for calling, Holly. I love you.
I love you too, Nina. And I'm gonna stay in the chat and and just rock on
because
out.
Holly, we're gonna have a meditation here shortly, and I hope that you're able
to
listen in.
For sure.
Excellent.
And you guys are doing wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh,
well,
you are too. Thanks for calling in.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You, Judy.
No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great conversation. I so applaud you ladies for what you're doing. And all the people out in the chat room, because I'm chat room challenged. I'm the one you're
I am
not,
too.
We got,
the one you're
got,
not likely to Well,
we got
not,
in there.
Not,
we got lettuce holding down the fort, and Uniki.
And who?
UNYQUE. Unique.
Unique.
That's what it is. Unique is in there, and also Mel is in there.
Awesome.
And
I do a lot of typing. Okay. I'm just gonna wait for you to get done.
Thanks, Lennis, for holding down the fort for us in there.
Yeah. Lennis, well.
And Lydia, you said you had a quote?
I do have a quote by Rhonda Byrne, and it says, and she says, life is not about negative circumstances that happen to you. It's about what you do with the golden opportunities hidden within.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yep.
I actually have a couple. One by Louise Hay, which we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart is the center of your power. I have learned that you can create easily and effortlessly when you let your thought come from the loving space of your heart.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love her.
Yes.
And another one from the Soul Woman e-magazine. Your inner light shines when you are at peace with yourself and the world around you. Allow all to just be and just be you.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice.
So we're starting to wind down, folks. Light some incense, light some candles, and just start at this point doing some, you know, deep breathing, slow your movements, get somewhere really comfy, cozy. If you need to, get under your blankie, you know, pull your little monkey, sock monkey or teddy bear or sweetie close or fur ball. And we're going to start wrapping up the show because We're actually going to start the meditation after we wrap up. And when we start the meditation, the way we're going to try it for now is to let it run until the end, and we'll quietly say goodbye at the very end. But other than that, we're going to take care of some business here to wrap up what we talked about and what to expect for next week and any other kind of announcements about other shows on the radio, on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Excellent. Well, do you want to start, Brenda, or you want me to start?
Well, you guys can start, with the wrap-up.
Okay. Well, I'm Lydia, and I have Time to Love, and that's my Saturday show, and it's 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, so 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 o'clock Midwest Time, and 5 o'clock on the East Coast. And this week, I'm going to talk about synchronicity. And what's the universe trying to tell you? Now, I've had some very synchronistic moments recently, and I will relate that. And I hope you tune in. That's what I have to say.
So, and I have nothing. I have no show other than this one, but I would just like to thank all of you for listening in today. I know there's a lot of my family and friends listening on the computer right now. I love you all. Thank you for supporting me. We'll talk again soon.
Cool.
And the show's not over yet. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
I'll run the lineup. Tomorrow, my show, BYO Brilliance, it's about, we talk about different aspects to remind you that you were born with the brilliance, so no matter what anybody tells you, it's there. It might be hiding, or you might have covered it up with your old laundry, but it's still there. And so we talk about ways to pull it out, ways to, reflect on what you did with it. Maybe you put it in the old closet, or it's downstairs underneath the dryer. I don't know, but it's there. So that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For most of you over in Edmonton or in Mount Standard Time, it would be at noon. And on the East Coast, it would be at 2 p.m. Wait, right? Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The next show that happens on our network is Wednesday, and that's Psychic Readings with Lennis, who's in the chat room. And if you're in the chat room and you're feeling her energy, trust me, she's probably, picking up stuff and... I'm just kidding. She's not picking up stuff and writing a book about you or anything, but she's an excellent psychic. She's been a psychic for over 40 years. I mean, obviously, she was born with this gift, and she's real beneficial for people who call in. So she does her show on Wednesday, and you can get a free question. Call in and she'll take care of you. And then on Thursday, we have the show Filmcology, which is film and psychology. What else would I do? I'm a psychologist-type person. So we look at films, and we look at the psychology of the characters and what's going on in the film. This month, March, we're focusing on the film anthology of Alien, the Alien series, because of the gender issues. And you'll just have to tune in at 11 o'clock on Thursday and watch the movie, review it, come in. Even if you don't, just jump in and have a good time with us. Then on Friday, we go into the smooth move with Lennis and Friday night Traffic Jam. And she plays the cuts. She plays the cuts. She plays the cuts. And you never know what you're going to expect, but it's always a lovely moment. Half an hour of just getting you through the rush hour traffic and hopefully starting your weekend off right. And then, of course, Lydia brings us, wraps us all into the love at the end. So you can get jiggy with your sweetie. me for a little afternoon delight after this.
You can get
okay. This is a family show. Come on now.
Hey, families get there because of that stuff.
Really?
I didn't know that. Just know this, that Nina's a firstborner and I'm a lastborner, so we constantly butt heads, but we lovingly do it. So, hope you guys are all in a nice... Oh, wait, we're not done yet. Lydia, aren't you going to tell us about next week's show?
I just did. Oh, next week's show here? Oh, yeah.
Our show.
On the LNB, Passage to Empowerment, we'll be talking about friends and friendships. And they come in many different shapes, sizes, and even some of them have fur.
Yes.
Yeah. So join us about friendships and how important they are and, you know, all of that stuff. We're going to do the gamut on friends.
And listen, you don't have to be over 20 to call in and speak with us if, you know, mom and dad allow you to call us in. If you're supposed to be in bed at 7 p.m., do not call us because there'll be three mommy types that will be sending you to bed, okay? But otherwise, if you're old enough to call between 9 and 10 in Canada or 8 and 9 in the U.S., then you can call in if it's okay for you to dial long distance, okay? So we welcome everyone because, as Nina said, it's a family show that has me on it. Just call me the blue devil in that, you know, sometimes I get out of hand. But I'm going to wrap it up. Oh. Weird.
Okay, we're going to head into the meditation now.
Yes, we're going to start the meditation now. We're
all right, everybody, relax.
Yes.
Relax, turn the lights down low. Snuggle up, put a blankie over you, and Brenda, take it away.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create each night. You see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily every day you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Good night, everybody.
Namaste.
Om.